Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No, he's not Alex Jones. He's Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones this third hour of the Alex Jones Show this October the 12th, 2007. Alex is taking a well-deserved little mini-vacation, and he'll be back on Wednesday. And I, Bob Dacey, the host of the Simple Truth TV show in Austin, am riding substitute shotgun for the inimitable Alex Jones today, Monday, and Tuesday. So that's just the way it is. And before the break, we were talking to Richard Reeves from Austin, Texas, and we're talking about the fact that Pennsylvania is getting stuck with these highway things just like Texas is. What else about that, Richard?
Well, I tell you, we really have to help the folks in Pennsylvania out on this because, to my knowledge, this is the first interstate in danger of being converted from a freeway to a toll road.
And what about Kay Bailey Hutchison and her bill she introduced before the Senate to stop that from ever happening?
Well, you know how it is, that they always sneak these little ifs and ands and small type and devil in the details, and they always put these little loopholes in there to let these things happen. And yesterday I did email you a story to your email box. It's titled, "If You're Concerned About Roads, This Is a Red Alert."
So yeah, that's what I saw, Richard, and I glanced at it, and I was like, what? And my first reaction was, well, they can't do that. It's not legal yet, but apparently there's something going on up there, something nefarious.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And like that caller from Pennsylvania earlier said, is they're trying to good cop, bad cop situation where they say, well, if you don't want to let us toll I-80, then I guess we're just going to have to sell the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which is I-76.
Yeah.
And what it was is I-76 evidently was grandfathered in decades ago as the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and that's the reason I-76 is a toll road.
Yeah.
And I know also in Kansas, I think parts of I-70 are toll roads there, and that's an interstate. But as far as existing interstates being converted over to toll roads, this is the first one that I'm aware of here in recent memory. And I tell you, and originally I called is because you were talking about Sarah Eckhart and the Campo board.
Yeah.
And all the things that went on here locally. And I tell you what, it was a pretty devastating night up there Monday at Campo, but and it was easy to be disappointed. But nonetheless, we had the work we've done, Bob, you and Sal Costello and Mary Anderson and many other folks have done here in the Austin area, too many to name.
And you too.
We got some significant victories. We got some significant victories on Monday. What some of those were are two stretches of freeways that were supposed to be tolled are freeways now. And that's on SH-71 from I-35 to Riverside, and then on 183 from I-35 to Springdale. Those were originally supposed to be tollways right in that area.
So we're peeling them off.
We peeled off those sections now. The price of liberty is to be vigilant forever. So we're going to have to be vigilant on those, and we will continue working on peeling off these sections that they did manage to get toll slapped on. And as far as Eckhart's amendments, they're pretty weak because them putting an amendment out that says, well, the money's going to stay in our neighborhood, all they're going to do is do the accounting trick, and gasoline and transportation taxes, traditional transportation taxes that should stay here and or come in here, well, they're just going to disappear that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you got to, well, when Kirk Watson's running it, you got to watch out. That's all there is to it.
Oh, absolutely. So I tell you what, we're in deep trouble. But here's the thing is I don't hear anybody on the Campo board, including Sarah Eckhart, saying, hey, we know there's money for roads, and we just need to get it. We need to have a commitment by the state legislature. We need to have a commitment by the federal legislature and the executive branch of Texas and of D.C., the nation, to just recommit and reallocate the proper amount of dollars to fix our problems here in Texas. We have more miles of roads than any other state. And, Bob, I know you were there with us at that Texas Transportation Commission hearing with Rick Williamson this summer.
Yep.
You were there when Rick Williamson said that we only get back 73 cents on the dollar.
Up against the break, Richard. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate it. Take care.
Why? Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones here on the 12th day of October 2007. And before I go to David in California and Sue in California and Mike in St. Louis, before I go to them, I want to make an announcement here. I have been remiss. Endgame, for those of you in the Austin area, is going to be playing live at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema on South Lamar. And the premier engagement, we're talking about October the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and November the 5th and November the 7th at 7 p.m. here in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. And if you want a bunch of information about this, and you really do need to go see this because this is awesome, they have a website up. It's www.endgamethemovie.com. Let me repeat that for those of you who didn't have a pencil ready yet. It's endgamethemovie.com. So go there and get you some tickets to the Endgame Live at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, the premier engagement. That's October the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and November the 5th, and November the 7th. And Alex will be there live on October the 22nd, and on November the 5th.
So you could also go to the Alamo Drafthouse website to get more details. But InGameTheMovie.com. Go see the premiere here of InGame. So there you go. Very important stuff. Now we got David in California. He's been waiting for a while. David, are you still there?
Hello.
You hadn't fallen asleep yet, have you?
No, actually, I've been listening the whole time. You all are calm. The reason I called is actually I'm out here in Palmdale, California, which is one of the legs of the military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up about 5 years ago when I saw Loose Change actually started it. And then the next website I found was the chemtrail one.
Yeah.
Which really drove me nuts. But my question is, because it doesn't work the same way out here for some reason. If you're in a group and you hear the lies being spread and you have the facts, you know the facts. Alex said that, you know, sometimes you have to get mad, but it doesn't work out here. In fact, for a long time I was called the tinfoil hat wearing guy. In fact, anytime when the bridge fell back east, they asked me if Bush actually did that one too. I said, I don't know, but it's funny a bridge falls. But my question is, what's the most effective way to wake people up? You know, in a given situation.
I'll give you kind of a generic answer to that question from my own perspective.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and let you go, and you can just listen to my answer. Thank you for that call. That's a tough question because, you know, people that know this stuff are so full of information, and they want to just spew it out to everybody all at the same time, and they want to tell you, did you know this? 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 And it overwhelms people because the stuff, the provable things that we know, you know, you want to talk about September 11th, you want to talk about the North American Union, whatever you want to talk about, is too much for the average neophyte to handle. They shut it off. And what I try to do is I try to just plant a seed about one topic that interests somebody. Just open that door, just a little crack to let the light in, and let them explore it themselves and realize for themselves what's going on. It's kind of like if you've got 10,000 people in a giant auditorium and there's only one door, they're not all going to get out the door. You've got to just crack a little bit of light, let it get in there, and let it ferment. That's what happened with me. You know, I was a conservative Republican par excellence. I thought I knew everything, you know. I listened to Rush Limbaugh and, all that stuff, and I read the newspaper all the time, and those dirty liberals were always slanting the news and all that. And I thought I was aware. I was a member of the Republican National Committee. I got a big medal thing, you know, from the Reagan era, you know. And Alex Jones was the guy who said something. I didn't know who the guy was. He said something back in 98 about the UN taking over the national park system. And I'm like, what? And so my curiosity, that little door was open just a little bit for my curiosity. And I looked into what he had to say. And lo and behold, the UN confirmed what he had to say. The state of Kentucky confirmed what he had to say. And all of a sudden, that little seed that got inside my brain exploded, you know. And over these last several years, I mean, it's a hard thing to accept. I mean, I fought it all the way, you know. But when you get that seed in you, that one thing is like, wait a minute, I didn't know this. This is, wait, I thought I kept up. Why? What is this biodiversity treaty nonsense? And why is Clinton trying to implement it even though it hadn't been ratified by the U.S. Senate? And why is the state of Kentucky saying never do this? And why are they saying they don't want foreign minions in control of Kentucky land? And what is this kook Alex Jones doing telling me this stuff, which is true? You know, so I'm saying that one of the things to do to wake people up is don't overwhelm them. And that's so hard. That is so hard to do. But you got to back off and let them in just a little bit at a time. And that's something that I've tried to do. You know, get them in. Or, you know, another thing I do is I try to use a Socratic method on somebody. Like, you'll have a subject matter like, let's say, the President Bush. They like President Bush. And you say, well, you know, what about, I played 20 questions with him. I said, well, did he put his hand on the Bible to swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution as a condition precedent to becoming president? And they said, well, yeah, you got to do that. And I said, well, is that oath in the Constitution? And they go, well, yeah, it's in there. You got to put your hand on the Bible and swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. I said, well, then you ask them, well, is the Bill of Rights part of the Constitution? And they go, yeah, sure, obviously. So, well, what about the Fourth Amendment? Is it one of the Bill of Rights? And they go, which one is that? He said, well, that's the one about searching and seizing and having to go get a warrant and showing reasonable cause before you search and seize. And they go, yeah, that's so. Well, is that the supreme law of the land? Oh, yeah. Well, have you read the Patriot Act, Section 213? No. Well, here it is right here. Well, it says you don't need a warrant. I said, yeah. So then I hit him with the other question. Well, did President Bush break his oath of office when he signed the Patriot Act into law? When he signed a bill saying you don't need a warrant to search and seize anymore? And then they go, yeah, I guess he did. You know, you get them to basically talk themselves into their own logic that's what happened. And then all of a sudden they start thinking. So that's a couple of ways to wake people up. You know, get them engaged, ask them a bunch of questions, but stay off that. You just can't overload them, even though you want to. Okay, next caller, I think, is Sue from California. Sue, are you there? Sue from California, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Sue. You've been waiting a while. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about an issue. I'm here on the California coast in the Monterey Bay area, and we're on the front lines of a biochemical pesticide aerial attack by the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
You mean they're spraying stuff all over everything?
They sprayed last month in Monterey, and after they sprayed this biochemical pesticide at a 400-foot elevation that came down like rain, a number of people got sick, baby went to the hospital, and all sorts of things.
What are they trying to eradicate?
Yeah, you're right on.
The tsetse fly or what?
Actually, it's this light brown apple moss. And
the apple moss?
Yeah.
What are they spraying? What kind of chemical, do you know?
Yeah, I sure do. And it was reported in the Santa Cruz Sentinel, September 28, 2007, and the EPA gave them these ingredients, and it's 70% inert ingredients. And
we don't want that ingredient. What's an inert ingredient?
Actually, this is pretty scary ingredient. It's polymethylene polyphenol isocyanate.
That doesn't sound very, very good to me. That sounds bad.
Actually, OSHA says that one exposure to this could lead to chronic, long-lasting effects.
That's the inert ingredient?
Yeah, that's an inert ingredient.
Well, how can an inert ingredient lead to chronic, long-lasting effects if it's inert?
You would think that would not be possible, but it actually is true, and it is so true that when the Santa Cruz Sentinel actually reported this ingredient, Sutura, the manufacturers of this biochemical pesticide, actually sent their lawyers to the Sentinel to recall all this information that they had printed and retract it from their website and try to get all their newspapers back. Sutura, the people who make this chemical, Checkmate, actually their lawyers are trying to do a big deal to try to keep this secret.
Wait, you got to back up for a second. I'm kind of slow on the uptake. You're saying that the lawyers for the company that makes this stuff,
they're claiming trade secret, and that the Santa Cruz Sentinel should not have printed it.
Should the Santa Cruz Sentinel, which is a newspaper, I First Amendment freedom of the press, should not have printed that they're spraying this crud all over Southern California?
Actually, Central California.
Central California.
Right. Small little town of Monterey and Santa Cruz. And the California Department of Food and Agriculture's plan is to spray up and down the coast. But, yeah, their lawyers are sending out cease and dismiss and sending out letters that threaten people and companies that reprint this name because it's, quote, a trade secret.
Well, the name is just the name of a chemical compound, right?
Yeah, well, you see, it's so dangerous that they just don't want people to know about it.
Is there like a website people could go to read up on this? Because I'm like totally, this is like out of left field with me. I don't know anything about it.
It's out of left field for a lot of people because the California Department of Food and Agriculture don't want people to know about it. They've passed this pesticide spray with an emergency act because they claim it's an emergency under the FIRA Section 18 Act. So they didn't have to go through any testing or any normal ecological reviews. And chemtrails911.com has been reporting on this.
Okay.
LBAMspray.info has been reporting on this. And we really need national attention on
it. All right. Well, we're up against a break, Sue. Thank you. We'll be back after the break. Take care.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 11, 2007, gold 745, 60 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $768.67, $379 for half, $189.50 for quarter. That's $768.67, $379, and $189.50. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Okay, once again, this is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Network. This got off the phone a while ago with Sue from California, and she was talking about something I don't know anything about. However, sounds very interesting. Sounds like something people need to look into. something about spraying for apple moths with some bizarre chemical in Central California. I think she said chemtrails911.com as a website. I hope I got that right. I hope I didn't screw that up. But people need to look into that. They spray crud on us all the time, and it, I don't know anything about the subject. However, sounds like people over there need to look into it and spread this all over the place with factual information. You know, get some factual information, and if a bunch of lawyers are trying to suppress it, you know there's probably something to it. Okay, we got Mike in St. Louis up next. Mike, are you still there?
Hello?
Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You're on the Alex Jones Show talking to 2 million people. How you feel?
My phone just beeped, but I just wanted to put an idea out there for the Ron Paul campaign for, if anybody does, blogging and stuff like that. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit, but go ahead. Are you there?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say that, if people wanted to get out there and take their video cameras and do kind of a blood drive thing, because, really, it seems like him and Dennis Kucinich are the only people that don't really have, kind of blood money coming in from these big corporations, and I'm really trying to support Ron Paul, so, veterans could get out there and, do, video blogs, we'll bleed for freedom and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a question about, promoting, community organizing and, really heavily, polarized Republican areas. How can we, promote, basically just, grassroots community organizing outside of the government to take care of our problems without being labeled communist?
Man, I don't know. Boy, that's a big question. How can you promote grassroots stuff without being labeled communist? Doing what the Ron Paul people are doing is a great example of that. I mean, if you go to ronpaul2008.com and you get up with these meetup groups they got all over the place, and YouTube and MySpace and everything else, stuff I'm not really all that familiar with. I mean, they got it all over the place. And how can you be accused of being a communist when what you talk about is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights all the time?
Right, and we want a small federal government. You know, we just, local control of our communities, because, there's been a lot of bad stuff happen here with, I hope I'm not messing up any of the debate, but with the No Child Left Behind Act, so many schools have gotten closed down, and, it's really hard on the communities. Kids, spending, two or three times as much time on the bus to get to and from school, and, it makes it really hard for the parents who are, not earning that much.
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure, and I think you just dropped off, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Let me say this, Mike. There is no way that federal anything is the best way to do something other than national defense and securing the borders, which they seem to have a problem with. They've turned national defense into national offense, international offense, and they won't secure the borders. So the more the federal government gets involved in education, the dumber the end product gets, the worse the end product gets. The more the federal government gets involved in anything, the worse it gets. And that's local control is very, very, very important. You want to have local control of everything. You want to have local control of your police. You want to have local control of your schools. Everything you can, keep the federal government's nose out of it, because they screw up everything they touch. And again, the Constitution mirrors it. They look at the powers given to the federal government. They're few and defined, and they can't even get those right. Yet your classic liberal, and I never have been able to understand liberals the way the modern day liberal is. The federal government screws everything up so bad that the solution is to give them more power and more money so they can screw it up even worse. So, but as far as organizing for grassroots, hey, you want to organize for grassroots, just do whatever the Ron Paul people are doing, because these people have got it together. All right? Okay, we have Joe in Kansas up next. I think Joe was gone, and Joe hath returned. Joe, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, I want to just say that I really like it when you are able to stand in for Alex. He needs a break.
Well, That's good. I'm glad to hear that. He does need a break every once in a while, and I'm more than happy to do it. And, speaking of a break, we're up against a break. So, Joe, if you'll hang on for a few minutes, we'll come back to you after this break. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on Genesis Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shut up, eh?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the old world order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
pull up a plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
All right, you have been warned, and this is Bob Dacey back for Alex Jones in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show on October the 12th, 2007. And again, go to InfoWars.com and pre-order Endgame. That's what you got to do. That's just all there is to it. You know, these people in here, Al, I'm looking at some of his employees running around here, and they're all busy doing stuff, and they got to get paid, and dadgummit, this is a money-making enterprise for Alex, because I admire the heck out of him for being able to actually run an operation and make money and provide for his family and pay a payroll and tell the truth all at the same time. I mean, gosh, you know, people on the in the mainstream media, they do the same thing except they're lying. So there's, you know, it's a big difference here. You know, so support Alex, go to InfoWars.com, pre-order Endgame, you know, order some of his other stuff too. You gotta get with the program here and support Alex, because this guy is tenacious. I have never met anybody as tenacious as Alex Jones. He's like a bulldog. He latches on. He never, ever, ever gives up. Okay, before the break, let's see if I can remember. I think we're talking to Joe in Kansas. Joe, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Joe. Well, it's commercial breaks. They just come up on you, you know, and they won't go away. So we gotta do that. What else did you have to contribute to the Alex Jones Show?
I wanted to throw a few things out, and you can make with them what you will. One, I was hoping to hear an update on your TV show being put online.
Okay.
Another, there is a researcher, his name is E. Michael Jones. You probably find him on the internet under that. And he's done some presentations on what he would call ethnic cleansing, like what's happening in the big cities where you just look around and you see old buildings and messed up cars and poor people living. And he says this is what it looks like in Somalia when ethnic cleansing, so-called, has been underway in an obvious way.
Hmm.
Another point that Vicente Fox, that situation where he was talking about his and Bush's agreement, that was posted at my office, which is good because there are a lot of kind of Republican zealots there, and it was posted from a site called webwire.com, I believe. It quoted a lot from Jerome Corsi's book, a lot of good, you know, major portions from it. That was good. Another book that I would like to let people know about is from the John Birch Society called The Insiders. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, that's an old one. Yeah, that's been out for quite some time now, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent book.
It's a very good overview from Carter to, what, Bush or Clinton or whatever.
Yeah, that's got the CFR list in the back of it.
Right.
And the Bilderberger list and all that, yeah. I think the CFR and the Trilateral Commission list back there, yeah.
Okay, and I guess I'd like to ask if you know, to let people know if they're in Kansas and they want to do political activism on the same line as Ron Paul is doing for the presidential race. We're trying to do that in the Reform Party of Kansas, and our website is votekansas.org, VOTEKANSAS.org. Sign up or contact us.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. I'm going to comment on some of what you said and blow off some of it because I forgot what it was already. By the way, votekansas.org has a section devoted to me. I had nothing to do with it. They stuck it up there. There's a Bob Dacey section on votekansas.org, which has a lot of my literature, a lot of the things I've written over the years is up at votekansas.org. And as far as my TV show is concerned, he gives me the opportunity to plug it again. The Simple Truth is a local cable TV access show that I've been hosting. I'm in my ninth year now. It's produced by Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor, who are two dedicated patriots and extremely good friends of mine. And we're all members of the John Birch Society, but we're not. The show's not affiliated with the John Birch Society. We just do our own thing. And the show is now on Google Video. All you got to do is go to Google and push the video thing, and you're up to Google Video. And in the little search box, type in Simple Truth, Bob Dacey, D-A-C-Y. And when you do that, you'll about 8 of those shows will pop right up, and they put one up, Lance Morgan puts one up every week, and you can watch The Simple Truth with all of its errors and screw-ups and technical problems because of the crummy studio down there that we have, and the information that we put out for a long time, and do it. You know, we've gone international, and by the way, I think Lance Morgan was the guy who put up the first one of those clips about Vicente Fox before anybody else did. He was the guy who did it, and again, this is what I'm talking about. Individual initiative, individual activism, go to the sound of the guns, don't wait for orders, just do something. That's what Lance did the other day. He was the guy that posted that Vicente Fox clip up there before anybody else did it. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, you know. We're doing it. We're doing it well. And we're communicating right. As far as this E. Michael Jones person, I guess you can Google it. I don't know anything about it. So, all right. So much for that. Next caller we have is Lee in Texas. Lee, are you still there?
I wanted to encourage everyone in the listening audience to do an online search for Vigilant Shield. It's a government drill that is going to be taking place October 14th through October 20th of this year.
And what exactly is Vigilant Shield? The reason he says this, I'm assuming, is because every time something nefarious goes down, like September 11th or such things as that, or the government always just happened to be coincidentally running a drill, practicing
right.
The very same thing. You know, it's one of those, maybe so, maybe not deals, but what is Vigilant Shield?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of groups involved with it. I don't have time on the air to really go into in depth, but I can also give a plug for an operation called Noble Resolve.
Mm-hmm.
It involves a lot of different organizations, and from what I have in front of me, I'll read this real quick. USJF.com explored the Department of Homeland Security scenario for an unaccounted for loose 10 kiloton nuclear weapon.
No, what do they call that? A broken arrow? Something like that? Wasn't there a movie about that with John Travolta?
I'm not sure.
I think there was.
This thing cranked up April 2007 and will be. Will continue over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of organizations involved with this.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
FEMA, Homeland Security,
so what are you
a lot of different states, multinational.
You're saying, like, just look out and duck or hold on to your horses or what? I mean, you know, they're always running drills. They're always running drills. And unfortunately, Lee is right. They do tend to run drills when bad things happen. I mean, they were running drills in England when the bombings went off in the tube stations, and the drills were exactly the same time, exactly the same scenario, and exactly the same locations as the actual bombings, which is like, you know, an impossible coincidence. September 11th, they were running drills about a hijacked aircraft in the United States. I mean, this drills is a bad thing. It's like a harbinger of, oh, you better look out. But you can't nail them down because it hadn't happened yet. Okay, Lee, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to go to David in Arizona. And by the way, before I go to David, I want to put out the number again. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to try to get into the Alex Jones Show and kick a few topics around. So right now we've got David in Arizona. David, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. That means 2 million people can hear you too. Are you nervous?
Oh, I wish it was 20 million.
I do too, because I can't see any of them. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm sitting in a room here all by myself.
All right, well, I was just watching the news at noon here in Tucson, Arizona. And that girl that choked herself about a week or two ago at the Phoenix Airport.
With the handcuffs?
Yeah, with the handcuffs. Her name was Carol Gottbaum.
Yeah.
Well, they said on the news, they said that the husband put out a tip line on the TV channels and the radio, you know, to call in a tip to find out information because he's trying to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
And, you know, that was well enough. But then the weird part, I've never heard of this in my life, the Phoenix police put out a public service announcement, and they said, do not call the tip line.
Really?
Really? I've never heard of it. Have you ever heard of that in your lifetime?
Wait, let me get this straight. The police put out a deal not to call the tip line to give information about what might have happened to Carol Gottbaum when she was taken away from the airport in handcuffs, and then a few minutes later, she's dead because the handcuffs got tangled around her neck, right?
That was on the news. That's the way they put it.
Okay, for all you guys out there, if you have any handcuffs available, what you do, say this is what you do. You get your handcuffs, and you put your hands behind your back, and then you lock your handcuffs behind your back. Now, you just try to put those things around your neck. Just try. just try. You know, human body doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way. And there's something really, really rotten about that. I don't know what it is. I'm not claiming anything. All I'm saying is that it doesn't pass the smell test. And if this guy is trying to get information off the tip line, why would the police want to stop tips? I mean, come on, we're supposed to get to the bottom of how this happened, right?
Right.
Right. So, wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that story's on the desk here somewhere about how this woman was distraught. She was going somewhere, and I've seen the airport video where she was kind of, you know, agitated, and they came over and got her and escorted her out, and next thing you know, she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they made up this cockamamie. I mean, it's got to be a cockamamie excuse. How do you get your handcuffs to strangle you when they're back? I think they were behind her back. She was handcuffed with the handcuffs behind her back, and I think she was also shackled to a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Man, she must be a contortionist or something.
Yeah.
Man, you know, the rubber band lady or something. There's something really bad about that, and if the cops are trying to suppress information, that's even worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, David, what else you got to say?
Well, one more thing. We've got a lot of mountain lions or cougars or pumas, whatever you call them here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, are you familiar what you do if you encounter one when you're walking on a trail? What's the best thing to do for you to keep yourself safe?
Best thing to do to keep yourself safe? No, I'm not familiar. I'd probably shoot him. I don't know, but I'd probably get in trouble for endangered species something or other. What?
Oh, yeah, you sure would. But, no, if you didn't have a gun and you had to keep yourself safe, they say the best thing to do is instead of crouching down or running away, he'll just come and attack you and kill you.
Yeah.
What you do is you stand up and you put your hands up like you're stretching as far as you can, and you wave your arms and you make yourself really big and you scream loud and you go, whoa, and you scare him.
Like a bear. Okay, well, all right. David, thank you much. I appreciate that. Next time I run into a mountain lion on the road, I'll do that. Well, actually, I'll probably just shoot him. All right. Who else we got up here on the line here, Don? Okay, we got Bob in Kansas. Bob, you are on the Alex Jones Show, my friend.
Well, thanks. I don't know if you or Alex know this, but it was just in a little blurb in the newspaper a month or two ago. Kansas Governor Catherine Sebelius, she went to Bilderberg in I guess it was July.
Well, I guess that was that when the same time Rick Perry went, our governor in Texas, or was that a difference? I guess it had to have been because they only meet. Yeah, it must have been.
Same time, and nobody really, I've never heard it discussed, and she charged several $1,000s to Kansas taxpayers.
Well, now, our governor claims that all the money he went to Bilderberg came out of his campaign finance account or something like that. But I don't really care where the money came from because it's a minor thing. What's major is you've got these government officials going over to Istanbul, Turkey, and kissing the robes of the super elitist globalist filth that are trying to destroy this whole world. So, you know, that's the big news, not how much the taxpayer expense or not.
She's a Democrat, and she's... Most people don't know, and she's, you know, for the illegal aliens, and she's, obviously, they got her because she can be, get the NAFTA highway in. So maybe Kansas voters ought to know about that, huh?
Well, yeah, I think they should. I've been Kansas. Thank you for that call. I appreciate that. You know, it's funny that he's talking about that. He's talking about illegal immigration. I've got an article here from the American Statesman on the topic of immigration and employment. It was put on the Statesman yesterday on the 11th, written by a Spencer Sue from the Washington Post. It says that a judge calls halt to crack down on immigrants. Washington, a federal judge barred the Bush administration Wednesday from beginning a planned crackdown on U.S. firms that hire illegal immigrants, writing that it could have a staggering impact on law-abiding workers and companies. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer of San Francisco granted a preliminary injunction against President Bush's plan to pressure employers, starting this fall, to fire millions of workers whose names don't match their Social Security numbers. But the new ruling, sought by major American labor, business, and farm organizations, highlighted the chasm that the issue has opened between the Republican Party and its traditional business allies. So you got a judge trying, of course, this program is a bunch of BS anyway, because President Bush doesn't really want to do this. This is all window dressing, okay? You know, you fire a few illegal aliens and the American people think, oh, they're doing something about it. Well, they're not doing anything about it. This is all window dressing. But anyway, when we get back, we'll probably continue on with this train of thought. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, Bob Dacey back. Last segment of the Alex Jones Show here on October the 12th, 2007. And lest I forget, because I tend to forget before I take Jim in Oregon, I'm going to remind you that this show streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So as soon as this show is over, you can go to InfoWars.com and click on the Listen Live Now button, and you can listen to Bob Dacey
seven more times before tomorrow, or before Monday. I don't know how many times we're going to play over the weekend or whatever, but you can listen to me till the cows come home anytime you want to, up until Monday at 11 o'clock when you can listen to me again live, and then you can go it over again and again and again. Alex has a massive communications array here in the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines. Okay, we have Jim in Oregon. Jim, what do you have on your mind?
I'd like to correct the previous caller. The exercise he was referring to was Top Off 4. It's going to be happening in Guam, Portland and Phoenix, 15th through the 19th. And at least in Portland, they're intending to simulate the detonation of a dirty bomb on the steel bridge.
No, they are.
Just right near downtown Portland.
That'll call Zacharias Moussaoui and put him over there, or Jose Padilla, and get his expertise on how to do that. They need the guy they had in jail forever without any constitutional rights, that guy.
Right. Now, my recommendation would be just to steer clear of the area if you had that option,
at least
the first part of next week.
They're going to do whatever they want to do, but I don't want to get paranoid based on, what might happen, because, I'm a...
Well, the traffic's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
that alone is enough to steer clear of the area.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Okay, Jim, thank you very much for the call. Okay, last caller, we got Don in Texas. Don, are you there?
Oh, hi there. Yeah.
Got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, I was just want to say something. Maybe you don't really. I take the New American, by the way. And
good. You
also,
should. Everybody should.
American Free Press, I think. I've been having that for a long time. And I'm not a fanatic, but a lot of the things that are going on seem to be coordinated. The toll roads.
Of course they are.
The invasion of Mexicans.
Absolutely. It's all coordinated.
And they're all scripted by people that tell them, here's the little speech you give, just like when they teach a salesman to give a little scripted, we've been racist control and this, that, and the other. And one of the things I was going to talk about is, like, in the first Iraq war, you probably heard about it, the trench of death. You know, the mile of death is one thing, but they had the trench where they, it's like they did the Egyptians, where they put 800 or so in a trench and, killed them.
All right.
You heard of that?
I've heard of several massacres that occurred in the first Gulf War.
Alex had someone on that, it's been numerous times it's been explained. They started a riot in Egypt over that when they found out. And that was not the only time they did it in Egypt, where the Israelis would, we say we take no prisoners. That's what they say. But there was this a huge amount of people, and maybe 20,000, I can't believe that, but it may be true, it's too astronomical to believe, where they had bulldozers make a huge, when the Iraqi guys surrendered, went on the mile of death. You heard it. You remember that maybe vaguely.
Yeah.
And have you ever heard, Janet Karpinski is a... Well, she
tell you what, I tell you what, if you call me back Monday, we'll talk about this. We're running out of time. I know there was a lot of atrocities in Iraq, the first Gulf War. One of them was involved General Barry McCaffrey, who slaughtered a bunch of people after the thing was over. That's well documented by Seymour Hersh. I tell you what, this is Bob Dacey. I'll be here for Alex for the next couple of days. Once again, you can listen to this show immediately on Infowars.com. And Alex is going to be back on Wednesday. And until then, you're just going to have to put up with me. And I enjoy the heck out of doing this, because it's not every day you get to talk to 2 million people. So this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Communications Network. Get involved. Fight the New World Order.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.